All right, so we asked on our Facebook page, what's the best dive bar in Connecticut? You know, we're very good at some things here in Connecticut. Right. We could build one hell of a helicopter or a submarine.
Yes.
Got the best pizza.
Lobster rolls.
And we excel in dive bars.
I think we do.
We do.
We really do.
We do, yep. We got down.
Now, from Wikipedia, the definition of a dive bar is a dive bar is typically a small, unglamorous, eclectic, old-style drinking establishment with inexpensive drinks. It may feature dim lighting, shabby or dated decor, neon beer signs, cash-only service, and local clientele.
You described my house.
I don't know about cheap prices.
I think it missed the smell of urine.
Yes, tinkle. Yeah.
When you walk into that men's room.
Oh my gosh, it smells like tinkle.
Decades of missing the mark.
Exactly right. That floor is saturated and brined.
Yeah.
Just a hint of urinal cake. And then a little.
Yeah, and a little Glade air freshener.
Yeah.
No bleach, which, no air freshener covers any of that up.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even flies die in there.
Where flies come to die.
Exactly.
Where dreams die, and so do flies.
Right. Once your flight goes down, so do they.
We have a lot of good posts on the Facebook page. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, my God, so many.
Mike in Brantford.
Yeah, you guys got a Mike in Brantford, but I'm a different Mike in Brantford. Born and raised. Nice. The Elm.
The what?
The Elm Cafe Bar.
The Elm Cafe Bar.
Which one is it? Is it a cafe or is it a bar?
Well, it says cafe on it, but it's a bar.
Okay, so
it's
called a cafe.
It was on Elm Street. If you know,
let's start by this. Give me the name of the place.
Did you just leave there?
No, I'm in the park.
Okay.
Okay.
Just checking.
The Elm.
Right.
It's the Elm in New Haven.
Yes. Gotcha.
Right?
Brantford.
Why would it be in Brantford?
In Brantford, yep.
Why would the Elm be in Brantford?
I've got their bio here.
Hold on. It's on Route 1, but if you know Brantford, behind Route 1 is Elm Street. Years ago, it was on Elm Street, and they dragged it up through the woods onto Route 1.
Because they wanted it so badly, they dragged the bar with them. They brought the bar home with them.
Nice. What's it, an old trailer?
No, it's an old dilapidated building, and they used to take the motorcycle oil and grease the floors with it. So the floors are treated in Harley-Davidson oil.
Nice.
And there's all murals on the ceiling. The walls are black. There's all pictures. It's a...
Wait, what's black?
It's a sight to see, man.
Gotcha.
So there's no carcinogens in that.
Wow.
No, healthiest place in town.
Right. You walk in, you dance in voluntarily.
It's going to be a nice blue flame if it ever lights on fire.
Is it the oldest bar in Brantford?
Wow.
It is, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. This place has been there forever.
That sounds very divey.
I've lived in this town, born and raised, 54 years, and it's been there ever since I can remember.
Oh, yeah. It looks very divey.
Oh, that's a contender.
Look at that.
You had me when you said they're putting Harley oil on the floor.
Yes. I'm just picturing dance night.
A little bit of sawdust.
Imagine
dance
night.
Whoa.
Do they serve food there?
There's pictures of locals throughout all the walls. It's got pictures of people, you know, locals.
Through the years?
And photographs. Through the years, yes.
Don't let this one in. Don't let this one in.
It's like Cheers if it were in Brantford, right?
This one still has a tab. This one still has a tab. This one has a tab.
All right, this is great.
All right, thank you. AJ, big fan, love you.
Hey, man, love you too.
All right. The Elm in Brantford.
Nice.
Got it. That sounds like a place we'll have to go and inspect. Like, that's on the list.
Oh, yes. I'll take you on a tour. It is. You will love it.
Really?
Yeah. And speaking of tiny houses,
don't wear white.
The Elm is, I bet Cameron's tiny house in her backyard that we raised the money to build will probably be bigger than the Elm. The Elm is a small
place. Oh, really?
Really? Right. Oh, I like that.
Everybody has to drink at the same time.
Okay, lift on three.
One, two, seven, two, three, down! Is there food, I wonder?
So, yeah, do they serve food?
I've seen bags of chips, like little snack packs.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
A little rack behind the bar.
I'm thinking no room for live music. Is there a jukebox?
Actually, a whistle.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of sing-alongs.
That's right. You gotta sing really loud when someone's in the bathroom. La, la, la!
I have to do two RIPs to two great dive bars. I wish I could get in a time machine, AJ, and bring you back to these two places.
Oh, really? Which ones?
Vicks and Shelton.
Okay.
Okay?
Vicks.
You walk in there and you smell beer and urine.
Beer and tinkle.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
God.
And cigarette smoke. This is back when you could smoke
there
in the
ash
bar.
Ashtrays. Yep.
There's ashtrays.
Right. Arr.
Pool table that was stained.
In the bar.
God knows what happened on. And the zoo in Woodbury.
The zoo.
It that was around probably up until about 6, 7, 8 years ago.
I remember hearing about the zoo. I think you told me about the zoo.
I told you about
the
zoo.
I think you went there still, right?
Yeah.
You popped in occasionally, right?
Oh, I went
the
there.
The zoo is gone?
I brought Jennifer there one night.
There's
no
zoo?
You gotta bring your lady to the zoo.
Oh.
but two great dive bars. So on our list of active dive bars now, and I think that if you just started a few years ago,
yeah,
I give you a lot of credit. Good. But I think you have to have decades of urine on your floor.
Yeah, to work on that.
You know?
Go in there and pee on the floor right now.
You got to have that nice patina
right.
of just the...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to have that. I want to have that. I wouldn't be caught dead not wearing shoes in this place. It's
one of those places where you could rip the walls down and put new sheetrock and tile up.
Right.
You're going to walk in, you're still going to smell urine.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the wood is
right.
soaked in it.
It's brined. Yeah. Yes.
That's...
Yes. Right. No pine sol will help.
Right.
Yes.
However, I do want to give an honorable mention to Hair of the Dog.
Hair of the Dog.
They made a post on our Facebook. In the same town as your home base, Milford.
Yes.
Bought by the girl down the street after she got fired from there right before the pandemic. Isn't that the best revenge?
Nice.
You
That's
fire great. Me?
Yeah.
I'm yes. buying this place.
And get the hell out of my place.
Yeah.
I only dream nice. Of that.
Good for her.
Let's see. My entire menu is based on music.
Nice.
And I advertise on your station.
Yeah, we definitely have to go there one
so,
of these days.
Yeah,
we have
they've
to
been
go
inviting
there.
Us and inviting
they invited us, and we really got to go.
We're going to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to go.
Best dive bar in Connecticut.
Sorry, it took so long.
John and Shelton.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hello.
When I was a kid back in the 80s, the owner of the Elm Cafe sponsored my Little League team. His son played on the team, and we got jackets and everything. It was,
that had a bar name on it?
Yeah, it did. It's
that nice. Is the best.
That's the best team ever.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so at the Elm in Brantford is on our list.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a tiny place, the picture, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Place so close, a place so tiny that the guards had to change your mind.
Got apparently, it was right. dragged up through the woods.
Right, dragged through the woods.
Gun, yep.
That's right. A pretty wild story.
Yes,
you can double dip there. You can almost walk to the if the Elm is number one, then 1A is called the Eel Pot in Brantford, which
the
is
Eel Pot.
The Eel Pot. It is spectacular. It's breathtaking. It's amazing. It's right next to Stony Creek Brewery. So a lot of times the Stony employees will shift off and go over to the Eel Pot to cool down.
Right. Oh, wow.
The Eel Pot's amazing.
The Eel Pot.
Wow. You know when the brewery folks are picking a bar, they know what they're talking about.
Right.
I'm a little jealous there are no Valley bars on our list yet. I thought the Valley would crush this.
Is Naugatuck considered Valley?
Yeah.
Because there's a Naugatuck one on here.
Do you think Dewdrop is a dive, though?
All right, so that was a debate on the Facebook post.
Yeah.
The 1985 Dewdrop that I went into was a dive bar.
Okay. Right.
This... I don't think qualifies.
Dewdrop's got the history.
Yeah.
They have the history.
But it's yep. former
they have the
dive
name.
Bar.
They have the location.
It's former, though.
I think it's former because you could get some really good food.
It's nice in there, too.
He shuts it down every January and rips through the bathrooms and the kitchen and just cleans the place.
And detinkifies it.
So the cleanliness in this case is actually working against them as far as dive bar status goes.
Right. Yeah. They were, but they've risen above. They've been reborn.
Their wings are... Incredible.
Oh, my God,
so
yeah.
good.
Oh, yeah. Go for them right now.
Rich in Stanford.
Yeah, hello. Back in the 80s, I went to the place in Stanford. It was called the Banana Peel, and it was very dirty.
Let me guess. You're
not a dive bar.
You slipped a couple times, huh?
it was slippery.
To peel,
it was slippery.
You got to peel them first before you eat them.
You guys are so funny. I enjoy your...
Yeah. Jim and West Haven.
You had to. Put him out of misery.
Jim.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thanks.
All right. Hey, listen, Burton's Bar in West Haven, it's on Wood Street. It's probably a little over 80 years old. and just a shot and a beer joint. Great place.
Wait, you can't get anything? Any other drink?
Oh, you can, but I'd be wary of the glasses. The bar moves around.
Bar
moves around?
You have my interest.
Okay. Was it on wheels?
People don't move. No, it's not on wheels. It's just very shaky. It's a great place.
I'm at the bar.
It's been there for over 80 years.
Wow.
Over 80 years.
Worth going into. If you want to go to the oldest bar in West Haven, or the oldest dive bar probably in the area, bar to go to.
Looks very quaint.
Brian just looked it up.
Looks very quaint at night.
What's the name of it?
It's Burton's, B-U-R-T-O-N-S, Burton's Bar. It's on Wood Street.
Burton's.
And you want big neon signs?
That's the look, I would think.
If it has one letter, it'd be even cooler.
And the sign's got to be real glass, none of that LED.
Right, right.
You know, like,
I want to go to Burton's, not as Burton's, the end's out.
I think I'm going to go on a tour.
Guys, thanks, man.
Thank you, sir. Peace.
All right, we got three good ones. Tour in Brantford. I'm a little jealous here. Right. No Valley Bars on the list yet.
Yeah.
Ken in Milford.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Hi.
It's definitely got to be the Elm Cafe in Brantford. That place has been there forever.
Wow. So far, so that's
It's a Brantford landmark. I used to spend my weekends there visiting my father about 45, 50 years ago.
Was your dad inside the whole time?
He had to go to this place to see his father.
Right. Mom says, come to dinner already.
We were good friends with the owners. The owner's name, his nickname was Moose, and his wife's name was Patty, and his son's name was Ray. I used to hang out with Ray. He'd come into the bar, you know, every once in a while, but it's definitely got to be the Elm Cafe.
They should have a bird called the Moose Patty.
They should.
Moose Patty.
I think a nickname for a bar owner also is a little divey.
Oh yeah,
I think
Moose.
That's good. Nickname.
Nice. Yeah, they had bumper stickers made up that said the Moose is loose.
Nice. I'm sure Patty knows that. That's where the kid came from.
Yeah, definitely the Elm Cafe.
Nice.
I can't wait to go there. So does it smell of stale beer and urine?
Oh, absolutely. I know it used to. I mean, it was terrible. And there was all...
I love it.
That's why the moose was loose.
Centerfold from Playboy up on the ceiling. This is years ago. I haven't been there in a long time, but it's... definitely a good dive bar to go check out.
Too many jokes about being on the ceiling.
I just imagine Chaz shows up and they're like, make sure it smells like urine for Chaz.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody pee.
Right.
He's coming over. Pee on the floor.
Right.
Moose, go loose. I just picture in these dive bars, whichever one will get the honor of best dive bar 2024 should have. Like, when you walk into the men's room and you see a urinal cake in there, you're like, what's the point?
Right.
You know?
Someone threw a cigarette on.
There's cigarettes in the...
Right.
You know?
There's hair of all nations in there.
Right.
I just put myself out of that one.
Hair of all...
I can knit a sweater with this thing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's got to be a urinal in there that
has seen it all
for $1 million.
Right. Oh, God.
You would not lick it.
Never. Ever, ever.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's even better. Extra points. That's like a chip missing off of it.
Right.
You know, like that's how old it is. Like a piece missing off it.
Yeah.
And if it has one of those, you know, instead of like having paper towels, you have the continuous cloth.
It's so gross. It's like sopping, dripping wet.
Oh,
this part's crunchy. I wipe my hands on this part.
Yeah.
Because it's dry.
Right. That should be another sign. Most of the time, you have to wipe your hands on your pants.
Right.
And
it has a bar of soap.
At one point, customers were able to smoke in it. It should have been around that long. And there had to have been a payphone in there at one time.
Right.
It, bonus points if it's still in there.
Right.
You know?
And still
invisible. Yeah, if you could see where it was.
Yeah.
Right.
How about the old style trough urinal?
I can't.
Hated
personally.
Those.
No.
Stage fried city.
I am not manly enough.
No. I need a partition, man.
Yeah.
I need a partition.
And I'm texting now with Jay from Dewdrop, and I asked him because there was a lot of back and forth on the Facebook page. Dewdrop's not a dive bar.
Right.
Back and forth. I asked him flat out, is it a dive bar? Not anymore.
Not anymore. Okay. Yeah. It's moved on. It had dive bar moments, but now it's fresh and...
It had a dive bar life.
Yes.
And it's still in that same iconic building.
Right.
With the same iconic name, but it's completely different. Like, if you took someone from 1985 and they walked in there now, they'd say, what the hell happened?
Right.
Where's to my place? There's actually food I want to eat.
It smells nice in here. What happened?
It is an icon, for sure. Dude,
it smells good in here.
Icon.
Yeah.
I'm not holding my nose. What happened?
Damn, yuppies gentrifying everything.
Right. That's right. The old timers would be mad.
What
right?
do you mean I can't smoke in here?
For God's sake, I got to pee in this thing right here.
$15 for wings?
What?
Karen in Norwalk.
Hi, good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Used to be a Fairdale's in Fairfield where we used to throw darts at the cockroaches on the wall.
Nice.
Oh, no.
See?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now that's accuracy. You nail a cockroach with a dart.
That's good.
That's
you
impressive.
Can drive home.
You win the night.
Yep. Right through the head. Wow.
You, there was one huge one that stayed on the wall with a dart to its back till the day it closed.
Oh, wow. No.
Wow.
During bonanza hour in the afternoon, too. That was another big one.
The only bad part is someone thought that roach was an hors d'oeuvre.
It's a crunchy appetizer,
right,
but they're free, so.
Not the protein.
Yeah, stick a roach, you win a free bottle of Miller High Life.
Nice.
Is it still open?
I don't know if they even had it.
Is it still open?
They had bar scores and a payphone.
Oh, that's all the things we want.
Yeah, still around?
Is it still open?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay, so it goes on the honorable mention. What was its name?
Please. Fairdale's.
Fairdale's. Fairdale's.
Dale's.
Dale.
Home of the dart roach.
Where was Fairdale's?
In Fairfield on Blackrock Turnpike.
Oh, in Fairfield. Blackrock Turnpike. All right. We'll have an honorable mention. We'll have an RIP list, too.
Right.
All right.
Love
Thank
it.
You, Karen.
Love it. Thank you, guys.
Oh, I love that.
I want to try that.
They're throwing darts trying to get that.
I'm sorry, man. If you
that's
did that, that's
great.
That's better than cork.
That's dive bar.
That's better than cork.
That's a dive bar.
Yes, it is.
You got to try our food.
Right. Or if you're placing bets on like roach races, that's dive bar.
Keith and Seymour.
Chaz, remember Cuppies?
Cuppies in Shelton.
I was there. Yeah.
Yeah, remember, because Frank and his dad were so small, the bar comes up to your waist for normal people. So when you sit on the bar, you're like, your knees are touching the top of the bar, which is strange.
Right. Yeah, you feel very tall there.
Right, when you drink your balls over there.
Yeah,
man.
And when you leave the bar and go to the right to the other building, which had the tables, it was actually the driveway for their house that had a tarp on it until they had closed it about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a dive bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it, but it's still got its charm.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to have to check with them. I don't want to offend anyone by putting them on a list that they don't want to be on.
Yeah.
I'll have to check and see.
Call up, ask for Frank. He's the owner. He's a friend of mine.
Oh, no, the last time I was there, I talked to Frank for hours. I didn't ask him, is this a dive bar?
Right.
Yeah, also, you know he redid it, but yeah, it's still got like 80-year-old guys going in there every now and then throughout the afternoon.
Well, nice. You got to have that with a dive bar.
Wiser clients.
You got to have old men.
Yeah. Yep. Who drink Budweiser and a shot of VO.
Yeah. Right.
The VO, they sip. They don't just down it.
I would say most of the clientele has had their dreams shattered and have given up on life.
Right.
For like decades.
Right, right. You're early.
You're kind of like at that stage in life where you're like, it's over.
Yep.
I'm just going to drink and smoke myself to death.
Right. Yeah, those are the ones that the guys come in, like, at opening, when the bar opens, they come in, they order a Budweiser and a shot of VO, which they sip, and they also eat their buttered roll.
Oh, the buttered roll.
They
yeah.
eat their buttered roll. Yeah. I had a lot of clients like that when I used to work at a bar. Yep.
All right, buddy.
I did two shifts.
Have a great day. I love your show.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate you.
Yep.